Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special for Amram Rav to Shiyichu. That gets us Chaim Sibah Cholinu Vilchot Seichalatzea. This is Moshe Beshtem Aysel Moshe Mordechai with Niyal Krat Kashlita, Heim Bucholinu Vimeleim, and Yael Bas Devoira, and Rav Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shav Ben Leia, and Rav Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima, and Rav Yisak Ben Baracha, Shoshchol Yisrael. And we're continuing our series in the Rambam, Hilchos Chayv Lamazik. We're in the fifth chapter. Halachas Tes and Yud, the Rambam Halachas Tes tells us that you can't compare somebody who's mazik chaver begufo to mazik mamona. If you're mazik mamon chaver, you pay and you're cool, you get a kapara. If you're choivel bechavero, even if you gave him the five things, not going to help you, you bring all the karbanos, you have to ask for mechila. So that's halacha tes, halacha yud, is not to be cruel. When a person asks you for mechila, be moichel, and the faster the better. So halacha mishnah, halacha tes, asks from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva tells us that there's a chiluk, that's Tshuvin Yom Kippur only mechab for an Oveir Shavan Lamakom, like Achilas Davar Asur, Bila Asura. But Oveir Shavan LaChaveiro, like Choyvel Chaveir, Makal Chaveir, Goizel. So you only get Mechila after you appease your friend. Even if you give him the money back, you have to appease him. And even if you verbally abuse him, you have to appease him. So it's not only Choyvel Chaveir. In the Rambam, in Choyvel Mazik writes, it's only if you harm your friend, Choyvel Chaveir. Here the Rambam says, even Mazik Mamoni, you also have to ask for Mechila. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says, Mazik Mamanu, you don't have to ask for Mechila, only Choyvel. And in Hilchos Tshuva 2:9, the Rambam says, even if you're Mazik Mamanu, you have to ask Mechila. Avel Ver Sham Lechaveiro, even if you're Goizloi, you still have to ask for Mechila. Choyvel, Mekalel, Goizel, you have to ask for Mechila. It's a Sestira. You have to ask for Mechila, you don't have to ask for Mechila. And here the Rambam says, if you harm his money, you don't have to ask for mechila. In Hilchos Tshuva, you do have to ask for mechila. Like a Mishnah writes something very difficult. He says, normally it's only choivel, but gezel is different. Gezel, you have to ask for mechila because you're nana. What does it matter if you're nana? What does that have to do with the nizak? Why should that require that you have to ask him for mechila? You were nana. So to say that gezel is different because you were nana is very difficult. So we have a stira here, and the Rambam says only choivel you have to ask for mechila. And there the Rambam says it's even Gezel, even Mazik Mamayna Lechar. So the Kash is not on the Rambam, the Kash is on the Mishnayis themselves, the Makor Adin. The Mishnah in Yuma, Pei Amud Bei, says that Aver Shemel Lechavero, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until you're Maratze Chavero. And so for Ben Am Lechavero, you have to Maratze Chavero, not Ben Am Lamakom. So it's all Ben Am Lechaveros. Then we have a special din in Bava Kama Tzadi Beis Aman Aleph in the Mishnah that even though you pay him, you're not nimchol until you're mevakish mechila. When Avimelech stole Sarah, Bata Shebe Shis Kenaviu, Vispal Bat Chaviyachi, but make sure Ram Avinu davens you, if he davens you, he's mechol you. So what do we need a special din, especially Alfusa from Avram Avinu? All Averis are like that. All Averis are like that. What? That all Averis Shemel Chaver, you have to ask Mechila. So why do we have a special limit here by Avraham Avinu? So we have a steer in the Rambam. One place the Rambam says, all Averis Shemel Chaver, you have to ask Mechila. And in Choyvel Mazik, only in Choyvel Chaver, you have to ask Mechila. And we have a steer in the Mishnais. In Yuma, we say all Averis Shemel Chaver, and in the Mishnah Bava Kama, we have only when he was Choyvel B'Sara, when he stole Sarah. So, Lecha Mishnah wanted to say that it's Dafka Gezel. That's when the Ram Hilchos Tshuva is talking Dafka about Gezel. Only there after that's Mechila. Mapitom, the Mishnah says, it's everything. All of Erishman on Lechaver. So we have a steer in the Mishnah, so we have a steer in the Rambam. Tos Yom Kippur, and Yom wants to be Yashiv the Rambam. But the Ram Hilchos Tshuva, but Gezel is Dafka talking about where he stole with the Chabala. But that doesn't work with the Lashon. The Rambam says, Choyvel B'Chavero, O Makal, O Gozlo. So he already writes Choyvel. So don't tell me that the Goizel is with Choyvel. He already writes Choyvel, so Goizel is mashma, just Goizel. Just Goizel, you have to ask for Mechila. Here the Rambam says in Choyvel and Mazik, if it's just Goizel, you don't have to ask for Mechila. Just Choyvel. Goizel, Mazik, Mam and Chaver, you just have to pay him back. Steer in the Rambam, steer in the Mishnais. Rambam Luchas Tshuva in Perak Aleph. Halacha Aleph says, V'chein ha-Choyvel Chaver, v'hizik v'mazik monaf b'shishim lo kol mashu chayev loy. Ram here says that if you're choivel b'chaver and you mazik his mammon, Even though you paid him back everything you have to pay, you don't get kapara until you say vidui. And you promise you're never going to do it again. Mikol chatis ha'adam. So when you're choyvel b'chaver, you're mazik mamono, you have to say vidui. And then he brings mikol chatis ha'adam, he's talking about stealing from somebody, denying it. You have to say vidui. So the Keshe Mishnah writes that this is a Mishnah in Bava Kama, it's a choyvel tzadi beis. Even though he gives it back, you have to ask for mechila. He doesn't understand where the Rambam gets it from. So that goes to Re'evan, and the Rambam already asks, and say for Tosef, and you would pay, hey, what is it with the Mishnah Bava Kama? The Keshe Mishnah, the Mishnah Bava Kama is a mocker for the Rambam. The Rambam here is talking about saying vidui. The Mishnah Bava Kama is talking about asking your friend for mechila. We're saying Vidya is asking a friend for Mechila. It's mamish, very difficult Kesef Mishnah. These are two separate things. The Mishnah is talking about Mechila Sanechbal, and the Rambam is talking about Din Vidui. Why Kesha? Why does he say that the Din of Mechila that we talk about in Bava Kama is the Makor of the Rambam here? He's talking about Vidui, saying Vidui Tashem. And also, what's the Lech HaMishnah's law? If the Lech HaMishnah writes, even though he pays him, there's no Mechila until he asks for Mechila. And so it looks like it's a Hemshech. What he says that it comes to the Mishnah Bava Kama. But it's not a Hemshech, it seems to the Kasha Bifnei Atzma. First he says, yeah, the Mark Ram's Mark was a Bava Kama. And then as a hemshech of it being from Bava Kama, he says, so why does the Rambam get it from Mekol Chatis Adam? No, it would seem to be a complete separate kasha. It's completely separate from what he said earlier. It's not a separate... First he said that he gets it from the Mishnah Bava Kama, that he have to ask Mechila. And then he says something else. But how does it learn from Mekol Chatis Adam? Mekol Chatis Adam, how does he get from there? You have to ask the person for Mechila. But how's that a hemshech of it being, it's separate, it's a different zach than the source being Bava Kama. It's Shnei Devarim Shonim, it's mashma, it's a hemshech. Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is talking about Dinei Tshuva. And I'm just talking about tshuva. So what would be more matim to bring? Because we should have brought the Mishnah in Yuma. That's talking about dine tshuva. But here we're not talking about dine tshuva. In Bava Kama, we're talking about you're a choyvel somebody. So in order to fix that, you have to pay him and you have to ask him for mechila. But dine tshuva are in Yuma. That's the perek on tshuva. And aver shemen lechavero, so then you need, it's part of the tshuva process, you have to ask your friend for mechila. So lecha mishnah, kesef mishnah, should have brought from there. So it appears as follows, it says, Mareinu v'rabbeinu mori neinu, hagon agadu rabdavid zetzal. In the Mishnah Chagiga 9a, Rishim and Asiyam, Ezum Bubis Leichol, Liskon, Chsron, Lcholi Manus, Zabal Aver, Behol Menu Mamzer, in turn, Begon, Begoz, Yachol, Achzer, Vyisaki. It says there, what's something that can't be fixed? You have Bia with an Erva, somebody sleeps with a married woman, and she has a baby. The kid's a Mamzer. And if you're going to ask me, what about Goinev and Goizel? The answer is that you can give back. But the mamzer can't be fixed. Rashi there says, Shehevi psulim l'Yisrael v'yizekar on the fikach, and I was sub nacholim b'tshuva. So this is, he brought someone puzzle into the world, and this is always going to be remembered, and therefore it's not going to be forgiven with tshuva, because it's out there. And look in the Nodim Yudah Kaman, och arachayim simon lamed hevdi ramaskal l'chozel islamid. So Tosis there asks, brought in the Yankiv, Shrein l'cha dar v'shom v'fnei ha-tshuva. So even if he has a ben mamzer, why can't he do tshuva? Why is it called something he can't fix? So he says that boshtov v'klon or nikar lo, and the embarrassment's there forever. However, in the Gemara in Yevamos, of Beis HaMikdash, and what it says there in the Mishnah, Ben Mamzer is his son. And the son is not allowed to strike his father, the son is not allowed to curse his father. Aye, what about Venosi Bamcha Loisor Bosemaisa Amcha, and the father is not allowed to say Amcha? And the Gemara there says he did tshuva. And in fact, the Gemara, how can he do tshuva? This is not tshuva doable. Ezem us lechol liska, and holy Ben Mamzer, you can't do tshuva. And it says the Gemara, Hashtami Osemaisa Amcha, Usa Lechaira, it's Mavur Kativri Rashi. That's a chisarn b'tshuva b'chai gavne, shein obal tshuva. So Lechaira, we see like Rashi that he can't do tshuva. So Gemara's kasha, I see a bar tshuva, you can't do tshuva. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Hashdemi osem aysa amcho. If there's no tshuva, then he's an avarian. So why is he now called osem aysa amcho? Ve'em etoysi bov abasr peches, di remaskal hasem, ev yukadas rashi, di beholi mamzer, yevshur b'tshuva. That if you have a child who's a mamzer, you can't do tshuva. V'shem b'prayim kosu, v'daf agav shum uvis lo yichol liskoin, k'mo k'mo nevshur b'tshuva, sh'tziv lo kodesh baruch hu, el sh'lot tziv el lasis lo tshuva. So he says that Rabbeinu Chaim, that even though it's a movus leichol liskain, nevertheless he can do tshuva. God tells him to do tshuva, he can do tshuva. Only a gazlan who has to give back the gzela, if he doesn't know who he stole it from, even though does tzarchei rabim, he pays money for the rabim to benefit. Nevertheless, that's not a really good tshuva. But by having a ben mamzer, he can do tshuva. Rabbeinu Chaim doesn't explain what's the lo yichol liskoin. The Gemara says, if you're molded a ben mamzer, lo yichol liskoin. Not only gazlin if you stole, so then that can't be completely fixed if you don't know who you stole from. But if you had a ben mamzer, it also says you can't fix it. How does he mean he could fix it? It's not just mashma kolon that there's an embarrassment. It's mashma that you can't fix it. It's muvus lo yichol liskoin. But he says you can do tshuva. So according to Reb Chaim, what's the muvus lo yichol liskoin by having a ben mamzer? If you could fix it with tshuva. Because even though it's a muslo yichol lisko, nefshe b'tshuva should see b'lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you could do tshuva, then what's the lo yichol lisko? So, sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us. And Mir Tashem, in the next year, we will start the Mahalach to answer these kashas, and we have a long road ahead of us, b'siyata d'shmaya. It's going to be awesome. So please stay tuned. I thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. Dvi nedem amshich.